Good afternoon. You're listening to 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. This morning, Columbus police released footage of the department's first officer-involved shooting to be caught on body cameras. Kareem Ali Nadir Jones was shot last Friday in Franklinton, and he died Monday. WOSU's Adora Namigade has been following the story today, and she joins me now. Adora, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Claire.
Help us understand what happened last Friday. Why were police on the scene?
Well, Claire, police say two officers were patrolling the neighborhood in Franklinton, and a woman living there told detectives that three kids were throwing rocks at her car, so she went next door to her sister's duplex, and her sister's boyfriend, Jones, walked around the neighborhood looking for kids. Then Jones went back to the duplex, and that's when officers came in contact with him in a backyard on Schultz Avenue. The video shows two officers getting out of a cruiser with their guns drawn, and the man's hands immediately going in the air. But it's impossible to hear what the officers or the man said because the camera's mic had not been turned on yet.
In the video, you can see the man has his hands in the air. He then starts walking backwards. What happens next?
Well, again, we still don't have audio at this point, but as police get within arm's reach, he appears to turn slightly away from the police and reach for the back of his waistband, where there's a bulge of some sort. That's when the police fired.
Do we know why he turned and reached for his waistband?
Nothing definitive, but the video does show a black object in Jones's waistband, and police say they found a gun at the scene.
The video starts without sound. When does the audio kick in?
Immediately after the shooting is when you can first hear the two officers involved, Samuel James and Mark Johnson.
Oh my God. Why? Guns right there.
Keep them back.
Get back.
The scene plays out for a couple minutes. Then you can hear one of the officers involved talking to a third officer who just showed up at the scene.
We roll up, we're talking to him, and I see a bulge in his waistband under his shirt, and I'm like, that's got to be a phone. And as we let him walk towards his girl, he goes, Sam, is that a gun or a phone? I'm recording all this, by the way. Anyway, he draws down on him. He pulls his gun on us.
What do we know about these officers?
Their names are Officers Samuel James and Mark Johnson. James is a 7-year veteran, and Johnson has been on the force for 4 years.
You spoke to Jones' family today. They saw the video yesterday, a day before it was released to the public. What did they have to say?
The family was crushed. Jones' sister, Marisa Phipps, says that she wishes there were sound in the first minute of the video to help provide context.
We'll never know, because there's no audio.
Right.
I don't know if they told my brother to get on the ground. I don't know what they told my brother. I don't know if they said, do you have a gun? Get on the ground. We'll never know.
She also says that she wishes her brother had been tasered and wonders why he had to be shot. In response, the Fraternal Order of Police's Jason Pappas says officers only shot because they knew that Jones had a gun. Columbus police held a media viewing of the shooting video earlier today, but they said they can't answer any questions because of the pending investigation.
So what happens next?
A grand jury automatically reviews all fatal police-involved shootings, so that will be the next step.
Thank you so much for this update, Adora.
You're welcome.
WOSU's Adora Namigade has been following the story of the first Columbus police-involved shooting to be caught on body cameras. This is 89.7 NPR News.